Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Milos Sulicic, who is the CEO of MyState. Milos, great to speak to you again.
Great to be back again, Tom.
It's been an interesting environment for lenders in general in the last little while, but for smaller lenders, particularly so, how have you managed to grow your loan book in the midst of what's been a pretty challenging operating environment?
Yeah, a really interesting time for banks from many perspectives at the moment. We've grown our balance sheet by about 10% year on year over the last few years, and that sort of growth continues. I think it's fair to say that the Royal Commission really opened consumers' eyes to the fact that there were a lot more smaller banks in the marketplace, and they could use smaller banks and get just as good a deal as they could get from other banks. And so we've just seen more people wanting to come to us for their home loan, principally through the broker channel, which we use extensively up and down the eastern seaboard of Australia. But particularly over the last 12, 18 months, we've seen a much higher propensity for brokers to recommend and customers to accept the recommendation of a smaller bank like ours. So you're really, really pleased with the way the balance sheet's been growing. And again, it's been in relatively low risk areas, so pretty well all below 80% loan to valuation ratio, nearly all principal and interest owner occupied. So our investor book is only 18% of the total book.
Right.
Our interest only book is only 18% of the total book, and over 80% of our book is principal and interest owner occupied. Which is a very safe from a credit point of view.
Indeed.
So the last thing that people want to do is if things turn sour is to lose their house, so they work hard to get.
Absolutely. I was just going to ask you, what sort of evidence of stress do you see in your book at the moment?
We see really little stress. The book's performing really well. What's really happened over the last 6 years is the Reserve Bank brought down the cash rate. And the last changes were, 2 or 3 years ago when they reduced the cash rate to the current level. Most people kept their mortgage repayments the same as housing rates have come down. And what we're seeing now is you pay off $1 extra this month, $1.02 next month, and over 60 months, and it's been pretty well that long since rates have been coming down. That turns out to be $10, $15, $20, $50 a month extra paying off people's principal. And so despite the fact that most of our book was 80% or below LVR, that's an origination. And as people have paid off the principal of that, the actual balance of their loan has come down quite substantially. And as a result, we don't see any issue with arrears or anything like that. So our book's in really, really good shape.
What about access to funding? We've seen quite a lot of volatility in interest rate markets over the last little while. Has that concerned you?
So wholesale interest rates do concern me. They affect us because we're a smaller bank and we've grown quite quickly. We've got about just 20% of our book in securitisation markets. And so that's the funding cost of that is directly related to the bank bill, overnight bank bill swap rate. And that's gone up over the last 12 months quite substantially, stayed quite high through the back end of last year. And in fact, in January, peaked at about 205. Basis points.
Yep.
It's come off in recent weeks, and it's now more like 175. I expect it to keep coming off as people are predicting that the wholesale cash, the cash rate will come down from the Reserve Bank as well. So we had a pretty tough first half because our funding costs were quite high.
Yep.
Off the back of wholesale funding costs increasing, term deposit rates also increased.
Yep.
So good for consumers, but squeezes bank margins.
Yep.
And now we see them starting to come off as well. So term deposit rates are starting to come off. So now we expect that our second half will be much, much stronger than our first half.
Now, another way that you compete as effectively as you do is through your technological offering. And you've put a lot of thought into that over the course of recent years. How is that playing out at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're really pleased with our technology offering. We think we've got probably the best bank technology offering in the country. We've got online origination now for all of our products. So since I was here last, we added home loans to our origination capability as well. So all of our deposit products you can originate online in real time, which has been fantastic for us because now anybody in Australia can apply for a MyState Bank term deposit or transaction account or personal loan and their home loan as well online and in real time. Our turnaround times for those sorts of loans are really good, so we've got really good strong back-end processes. Yep. And with personal loans, the whole thing we do electronically. So we'll send documentation to customers electronically, they can sign it electronically and send it back and then get their funds the same day. So we're really, really pleased with what we've done. And it's turned into now a period of time where we're having got increasing customer growth. And so it's we've got some really nice signs of the business building in a really nice way at the moment.
And so sometimes that can be a blessing and sometimes it can create some growing pains. Where are you on that spectrum?
Oh, look, depending upon where wholesale funding costs sit, that can be a little bit of a concern for us. So we need to grow our deposit book, and that's part of the reason why we've spent so much time and energy in getting the online origination for deposit accounts up to speed, and also reframed our deposit accounts to make it easier for people to deal with. They're quite simple and low cost deposit accounts as well. They're targeted right at our target market, sort of the older millennials, you know, with young families and things like that. So it's helping to grow. As I said before, we've had some nice customer number growth. We do a lot of online and digital marketing. And that's sort of marketing that builds up ahead of steam over a period of time, and it's starting to prove that that's the case for us at the moment.
Now, the Royal Commission has been a situation that affected every financial institution in the country. What impact did it have on MyState?
So, for us, no direct impact. So, we weren't asked to provide evidence to the Royal Commission. We weren't asked to attend. So, over the last year, we've been able to get on and do the business, which has been really good for us. But there's obviously 76 recommendations, and a lot of those apply to the banking industry, and we're part of the banking and wealth industry. And so a lot of those will apply to us. So we're going through our own practices, procedures, board composition, where different directors sit on different committees with the board, those type of things, in order to better comply with the recommendations from the Commission, and also to ensure that we've got the right culture.
Yep.
And improve our culture all the way down through the organisation from top to bottom, make sure that there's visibility on what's going on in the organisation to the directors, to myself, to the other executive, and to all managers through the organisation. So there's a lot of work. We're expecting a lot more regulation. Not necessarily heavy-handed regulation, but a lot more regulation. We're already seeing from APRA in particular a lot more contact with their program of work. It's not necessarily negative, but it's just a lot more, and that just takes up time and energy and resource. It means that we have to focus on doing that as well.
Milos, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Great, thanks Tom, nice being here.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.